about internet marketing. And today what we're going to do is we're actually going to do a little bit of a follow-up on last week's secret. We're talking about e-zines and advertising and what we should do with trying to sell their products and services in them. And I suggested what you might want to consider doing is try and give something away in exchange for the person's email address so that you capture the email address first and then sell them something later. Now, that applies when you're doing what? Well, you're going to someone's list or you're approaching someone else as an advertisement that you don't know who they are. Well, here's a suggestion for you. If you have an affiliate program, this is what you might want to consider. Your affiliates, or the people that go out and market your products and services, they already have a relationship with you, don't they? Yeah, sure they do. But you can't really control how often they send out offers to their customers. And remember, what we're trying to do is, in terms of traffic, we want long-term traffic. We want the ability to get in front of other people's traffic and collect those email addresses. So here's a suggestion or a powerful way to leverage your affiliates. And it's exactly the same thing as doing what we talked about with a e-zine advertisement. And this is how it works. Often what I've done is I've created an Adobe PDF ebook, and it's an ebook that's a crippled version. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, for example, if I have an audio ebook and there may be 15 or 20 different audio sessions, each of them anywhere from 15 to 20 minutes, let's say there's 4 or 5 hours of audio content, what I'll do is I'll only make the links to the first two sessions work. So someone gets a half hour of good, valuable information, but they don't get the additional 3.5 to 4 hours of content that they'd get in the book. I make up a book like that, and then what I do is I offer my affiliates the right to give out the book. And they can do it one of two ways. One is they can just give it out, and what do they give it out to? Well, they give it out to their list of customers and clients in exchange for what? You have it set up so that people have to send you an email to get a free copy of the book. That's one way of doing it. Now, a little even smarter way for affiliates is to do this. Instead of putting a dead link in, fill the book up with your affiliate links. Now, if you don't have an affiliate program, and I believe we've talked about this before, an affiliate program allows you to share the commissions in any of the sales. Now, if you have a book that has affiliate links built into the book, are your affiliates bound to want to be able to send it out to their clients? Yeah, sure they will. And they'll advertise as much as they can. And what you can do is you can fill that book with links back to additional resources on your site. And all people have to do is, you got it, send an email address in to get another mini course, to get the balance of the course, to get a free video, to get another free ebook. All of the different things we talked about. But this leverages your affiliate network and extends the amount of people that you can influence by getting front of someone else's traffic. This has been Secret 34 from the 52 Secrets My Mom Never Told Me About Internet Marketing. I hope you've enjoyed this one, and we'll see you again soon.